please, please, please donate. Donate once, donate often.
Yes.
And, of course, a tax receipt is available for that. We want to thank you for listening in. It is 10 a.m. on the nose. My name's Barb Snellgrove.
I'm DJ Denise.
And this has been CITR Radio 101.9's Queer FM Vancouver.
Good day to y'all. All right.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me?
Love me,
arms. I can feel it burn. Rock me in your arms. I can feel it burn. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the general tension and stop. See the next one taking it. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up. Sitting the same with a pair of feet changed. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the general tension and stop. See the next one taking it. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Get up, sentiments seem with a pair of feet change.
Welcome, welcome. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. My name's Alec Christensen. I'm here with Kelly Stenson.
Hello.
And we are two of the three of the student executive leadership here at CITR. And we're going to be hanging out with you for the next hour.
Yeah, Isaiah couldn't be here, sadly. She's at class being a nerd.
Being a good student.
Being on top of it.
How are you feeling, Kelly?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Tuesday morning.
But I'm good. Ready to start the week. How are you?
Start the week on a Tuesday.
I don't have class.
That's
Monday.
Telling.
I'm like chilling.
I'm good. I haven't eaten yet today, so I'm running on fumes. But I'm happy
okay.
to be here.
That's okay.
Radio feeds me.
Yeah, exactly. That song was Coffee by Sylvan Esso. We're going to play, like, Valentine's-y songs.
Kinda, yeah.
Some of mine are, like, maybe more, like, breakup songs. They're all, like, love-related, but, like, some of them aren't happy.
I have a couple, love. Like,
okay,
breakup
cool.
ones
cool,
as
that's
well.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. It can't all be happy, you know?
No.
Why are we here, Alex?
I was just going to ask you that. we're here because right now is our fund drive here at CITR, which is our annual fundraising drive. We do it around this time every year, but it's basically a chance for our community and our listenership to show some support and help us continue to do what we do. So we have phone lines open 1 to 9 p.m. every day, but if you're interested in donating now, you can do that online at citr.ca/donate. There's prizes to be had. Your money goes a long way to help us continue to serve the community and fulfill our goal of helping elevate and provide access to radio for underrepresented voices, and just keep doing the things that we do to hopefully make the community a little bit better.
Yeah, well said. Okay. We're going to, throughout the next hour, we'll talk about some student exec stuff, because that's why we're here.
Yes.
And the student exec is really cool, in my opinion.
It is.
We do some good stuff. Yeah, should we...
Let's listen to some more music.
Play another song. What song is this, Alec?
This is Blue Hawaii, who I think are out of Montreal. They have, like, a sweet spot with me because I played them when I made my, like, on, like, the pilot episode of my radio show.
Oh,
on
cute.
The first episode. And then they just released a new album at the tail end of last year, and they're just kind of, like, fun, synthy pop.
Right.
And the song is Still I Miss You, which, relating to Valentine's Day and love.
Yeah.
You miss the people you love.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's go for it. Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here on UBC's Point Grey campus. This is a super special student executive leadership fun drive fill-in.
Two-thirds of us.
That was a lot of words. Yeah, two-thirds of us. That song was Still I Miss You by Blue Hawaii. Okay. Alec, tell me about your CITR origin story. Why are you here? How did you get to where you are right now?
I'm like a bit of an outlier, and just like I always knew I wanted to do college radio as soon as I knew that was like a thing that existed.
Cool.
Yeah, so it wasn't so much like I ran into like a table or anything. I was just like kind of a go-getter and was like finding out about it.
College in Tacoma have a radio station?
Yeah.
How did you know about it?
I had a friend who I went to high school with who was a little older than me. So he was at a school up in Tacoma, Washington, and he was doing a radio show. So we talked, and he invited me up. And I did a couple episodes with him, and a couple of my friends joined us. And it was just like a really fun experience, you know, to help like plan the episodes and do them. And it's kind of like, when in life are you ever going to get like a chance to like host a radio show, you know?
Yeah.
So it became like something I was really interested in. And I was like trying to find if UBC had one. And I am kind of bad at Googling things. So it took me a long time to like get around
How? How can one be bad at Googling things?
It was like the most indirect way of finding CITR's website. And then like, I kind of, they had a pretty modest station, right? So I didn't really know what I was expecting. I was expecting a pretty humble, like maybe like one or two rooms with like a couple microphones in them.
Right.
And then I emailed the station manager at the time being like, how hard is it to get a show on your station? And then when I was here for like my orientation, I came in and got a membership. And then despite all that excitement, it took me like 8 months to finally get my own show. And then from there, I wanted to get more involved with like the governance of the station and just become a larger part of the community. So I joined the student executive last year when you were president.
Yeah, you hired me.
And stuck around as the programming exec, helped people get connected and plugged in and getting their own shows.
And did a great job of it.
Thank you.
I must say.
Thank you. That's very kind. And then now I am doing your old job as president.
Yes, Mr. President.
What about you? How did you get involved? Because you never hosted a show.
No, this is like maybe my third time on the radio, exposing myself. It's fine. In first year, I came to clubs days, was walking around the nest. I was like awkward. I like hated UBC already. And then I went up to the Film Society table and the lovely Dora was working the table. And they're like, yeah, Film Soc is awesome. Definitely join. But also, you should go downstairs and join CITR. And I was like, I don't even know. Yeah. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. Like, those words meant nothing to me. I was like, CITR did not register that it was a radio station. And so I go to the table downstairs, which was right outside of CITR, and I talked to Hala, who was my predecessor as president and actually every role that I've had here.
You followed
her. And she was like, yeah, you should join. I got a tour, and then I like kind of vaguely joined and volunteered in the music department with Andy for a while, but like not often, like maybe once a month kind of thing, like very relaxed. And then one day, like near, I guess it would have been like the end of the year, he was like, oh, you should join the student exec. And I was like, no, I don't really want to. And then Hala Facebook messaged me like the next day being like, hey, Andy said that you want to interview for the exec. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever.
It's got manipulated into
And then so I was events exec for a year. And then I was like, I don't know, this is kind of like exhausting. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna stick around. And at that point, Hala was president and Dora was VP.
Okay.
And then they were like, hey, we need to talk to you. And I fully thought that they were gonna be like, hey, you did a bad job. We don't want you back. Oh. That's really what I thought. They were like, you're like, we want you to run for president. And I was like, okay, whatever, sure. And then
you got drafted.
I got drafted. I feel like, me being here has just been people being like, you should do this. And I'm like, yeah, whatever,
and
sure.
You stuck around and you climbed to the top.
But now I'm here and I love it. And it's a fun place. It's cool that there's a space that allows us to have these opportunities to learn some cool skills. I've learned more during my time at CITR than I have with any like paid job that I've had.
I thought you were going to say more here than you have at like university.
Oh, probably.
And like I think that's maybe something that gets overlooked is that CITR is like often in many ways a learning space, right? Mm-hmm. Full of trainings on skills that you might not ever like know you wanted to have or needed.
Yeah.
Including hosting, but also things like writing with the magazine.
Yeah.
Photography, illustrating, but also things like DJing and like setting up for live bands. So if there's anything arts related, there's a good chance that we offer some sort of space to train you in that area and help you practice and develop your own skills.
Yeah, even like not arts related, because everything I've done here has been like not really related to creativity in like any way.
True.
But I've learned like things like how do financial reports work? And it's like, it's not super exciting or like riveting stuff, but it's so useful and so transferable. So Yeah, that's why you should donate to Fund Drive.
Yeah, and get involved if any of those things sound interesting to you.
Yeah, especially because it doesn't seem like it, but we're kind of nearing the end of the year, mm-hmm. and we'll be hiring a new exec.
Yeah, so students, sign up.
If you're a student and you're listening and you wanted to get involved but you don't know how, this is a really great opportunity. There's, 10 different roles on the
About
exec?
That,
something
yeah.
like that. All different things that you can do, like social media, you can do events, you can do all kinds of things. Donate and then stop by, near the end of sometime in April, sign up for an interview, and maybe you'll be on the exec next year.
Maybe.
You could be us.
You could be us.
You could be us.
This could be a vision of your future.
Yeah.
Hopefully we represent it well.
I hope so.
Before we hear one more song, I just want to do one more pitch to donate. So if you are interested in donating, you can do that online at citr.ca/donate. A little later today, we'll have phone lines open. That starts at 1 p.m. But if you call or go online and donate, depending on how much you donate, you're eligible for some really, really fun prizes that we kind of helped pick out.
Yeah.
The first one, if you donate $30, you can get customized CITR and Discorder Fun Drive candy hearts. I just saw those for the first time.
Oh, did you? They're
yesterday.
So
they're
cute.
Really adorable.
Yeah, we had some volunteers make them into little baggy things with candy hearts and stuff. They're very cute.
$60, you get a Don't Talk to Me Until I've Had My Discorder Hot Pink Coffee Mug. I think that's the one I'm most excited to add to my collection of CITR
same.
Stuff. $101.90, $101.90. You get a CITR toque, and if you're one of the first however many, you can get an on-air song dedication on Valentine's Day. I'm not sure how many of those are still available, so act fast.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the toques come in like mustard, yellow, and black.
Black, yeah. They're also
they're
very
really
cute.
Nice. Yeah. And then once you get hired, there's things like a cassette tape with live performances, a framed copy of Discorder. You can someday host a show on CITR if you donate $500. If you donate $1,000, you can be immortalized on our wall of fame
Our
lobby. I was just thinking I would love to have a collection of not bootleg, but vintage CITR merch, almost Grateful Dead style.
Yeah.
And just I've seen some old shirts, and I don't know if it's just because they're inaccessible, but I just think they look so cool,
Yeah, you should just donate every single year.
You should donate every
for
year.
For the rest of your life, and then you can have a big collection. You could start a store.
Oh, the you you're talking about is me. I thought you were saying
you. If you want
public.
That collection, that's what you should do.
I should.
Donate every year, $1,000 every year, so you can get all of the prizes.
Selling CITR.
Your name will be on the donor wall.
Vintage merch on
40 times.
Railed. That's so funny.
Okay, should we do another song?
Let's do another song.
Okay.
What song is this, Kelly?
This is, I was joking when we were walking into the studio that most of the songs I'm choosing today are Winnipeg artists because I'm from Winnipeg and I don't let people forget it. But this one, this one is by Begonia off her new-ish album, Fear. I saw her play last week and she was amazing. This song is called Every Day by Begonia.
Wait, waiting for your call. I've got my phone open, vibrating on the tabletop. Sometimes I feel like you don't think of me at all. Mostly I'm hoping I'm on your mind every day.
Every day.
And every night.
Every night.
If you're okay, then maybe drive me a line. I often wonder if you're only in my dreams. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be a first for me. Imagination working overactively. I'm needing all these doubts to wash away.
Wash away, wash away.
Out of my life.
Out my life, out my life.
And if it's fate,
if it's fate, if it's
I'm willing
fate.
To take my time.
Every day,
every
day,
every night. Maybe draw me a line every day and every night. I can't always wait for invisible, visible, visible signs.
Okay, welcome back. That was Begonia with Every Day. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people on UBC's Point Grey campus. Yeah, good song. Love her. Winnipeg. Also, okay, gonna do another pitch. CKUW in Winnipeg right now is doing their fun drive. It started, actually, it's like the same dates as ours, which is really funny. They started theirs on Friday, and it's going until this Friday. If you are ever in Winnipeg, listen to them, because it's such a good station. My best friend, Juliana, has a really good, like, folk and root show. It happens Thursdays from 1 to 3 on CKUW. But yeah, they're really great too. So you should also donate to their fun drive because they're also a really fun station. And they're like killing it this year. They're doing great with their fun drive. So yeah, just give them more money.
Despite what it might seem like, we're not in any sort of rivalries with other
not at all
community stations.
Not at all.
Despite when we have our annual softball game or bowling match with Simon Fraser's radio station.
Yeah, but
that's the one time the gloves come off.
Yeah, you know what? It's friendly competition.
Friendly competition.
It has to happen. It has to happen.
Yeah.
We should talk more about the exec.
Yeah, and what it is, and like why it's unique to CITR.
Yeah, I think we're actually one of the only campus stations mm-hmm. that has a student executive.
Which is kind of weird to me, because I thought...
I just assumed that all sense, stations right? would have them. But it's a good thing, really good way to learn new skills.
Yes.
We hire every April, and then they have their role for a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different roles. We have a spoken word exec. We have a Discorder exec. We have a volunteer exec.
Almost every department has like a associated student executive.
Yeah. Sometimes we even create new roles.
That's true. And to be clear, like all student execs are volunteers, including the leadership. So we do have paid staff at CITR, but we are not them. But execs still put in a ton of work and a ton of hours during the course of any given school year, planning and hosting events and workshops and just helping run the tours and trainings of the station, making the station a place where people are comfortable and like just connecting with new members.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work that these people all do for free, which is so cool, I think.
Yeah.
And just shows, I think, like the kind of character that like we hope to attract, I think. And
there's some really cool projects that have happened this year.
Notably,
we started Fun Drive this year, as we do every year, with the exec kickoff, which our wonderful events executive Sasha coordinated. Mm-hmm. He did a great job.
He did.
It was super fun. There was good raffle prizes, there was good bands.
There was a mosh pit. In an art gallery.
Kind of made me nervous for a second.
I
was
that.
Like,
don't
fall on the art. Nobody did. It was great. There was kind of some last minute little bumps in the road that he worked around.
But like everything happened.
It was super smooth. It was fun.
Yeah.
It looked like people had a good time. We raised a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
which is not the most important, but it's important.
It's important for a fundraiser.
Yeah, exactly. We also had 24 Hours of Student Power just a few weeks ago that Sarah and Violet
mm-hmm.
Organized. There are spoken word and
programming
execs. It's really hard to keep
all
of the roles straight.
While like 24 Hours of Student Power is like an event we've been doing the last couple of years as like a day of student only content, I was really taken aback at how they expanded it into Student Power Week.
An entire week.
Featuring student bands like live at CITR at noon every single day during the week.
Yeah.
Leading up to the what started on Thursday night and went all day Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the rest of the execs helped
such a
out
cool thing to do. Yeah.
Creating content. We had a exec kickoff show for 24 Hours of Student
that
Power.
That was super fun.
It was kind of weird. Sasha showed us some really sad songs.
Yep.
I feel like it was a bonding
moment.
We
laughed, we cried.
We did. what else has happened? Dan has a really cool project. Dan's our Discorder exec. He's doing, I feel like, I don't remember, do you know the name of his project? I can't remember what it is.
I don't know the name, it's but like, it's like a fiction-based column for Discorder.
It's like a project for Discorder where people can kind of write about their, like fictional iterations of their experiences with live music, which is so cool. When he told me about that, he was like, I don't know, like, do you think that's good? I was like, yes, please do that. That's amazing. but yeah, there's lots of cool things that are happening. So you should support the exec because we're arguably the most dedicated volunteers. All of our volunteers are great, but we do a lot, you know, we do a ton. It's a little bit less flexible than some of the other roles here. But we do a lot.
Yeah,
we work hard, and we're all full-time students, which I think, like, you know, really sometimes people don't realize. It's a lot of work, but
they make it happen.
So give us your money.
Yeah, and if you're interested in donating to support a student-directed organization, you can do that at citr.ca/donate. It's a pretty straightforward form. You just put in your information. It can be a one-time or recurring. And you're eligible for some sweet, sweet prizes.
Yeah. Another song?
Another song.
What song is this?
This is Del Shannon with Runaway. I'm in an American cinema class right now, so one thing we talk about is, like, the myth of, like, mid-20th century America, you know, kind of in, like, middle America.
Neat.
And it's, like, a very, like, conservative Christian, like, white, like, imaginary, like, space.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... I don't know. I think there's still, like, some fun nostalgia to be had within that, you know? And, like this song is a great example of that. We watched scenes from... Have you heard of American Graffiti?
Yes, I have.
George Lucas's movie before Star Wars.
Yeah.
So this song was in the clip we watched. And even though that movie is all about that, like, kind of weird nostalgia that's, like, ostensibly fun, but then a little unsettling the more you kind of probe it.
Right.
I thought this song was kind of weird because of how... I don't know if it's experimental for the time or not, but it struck me as, like, a bit of an oddball song for the way he does, like, vocals in the chorus.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty cool.
Cool. Let's check it out. Yeah. I'm excited to hear it.
CITR, such a special place, is that we've been hosting a Canadian music icon on our airwaves for over 3 decades. So we called another Vancouver 101 radio station to see if they also host them.
Good afternoon, Rock 101.
Hi, is it your station that has the show with that guy? He's that, it's that really like kooky guy, wears like the Scottish hat. He's like pretty famous. I think he's interviewed like Nirvana and Drake and Jean Chrétien and Jagmeet Singh and, you know, who I'm talking about?
No, not that I'm aware of.
He's got like that catchphrase. It's like doo 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 doo. Nardwar, that's it. Nardwar. Do you have Nardwar?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay. What do you know what station he is at?
Let me see. CITR. What station is that?
Oh, that's 101.9 FM. CITR.
Yeah, 101.9.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks so much for your help. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Yeah. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye.
Nardwar. That's right. Only CITR 101.9 FM has Nardwar the Human Serviette, which should be reason enough to donate during Fund Drive. So visit CITR.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648. At CITR, we work really hard to empower our community by getting that community on air. That means you, listening right now, can have a show on CITR. We'll even give you all the trainings it takes to get you there for free. But is this something most radio stations offer? We called a few to find out.
Good afternoon, 102.7 The Peak.
Good afternoon, C-Fox.
Jack FM.
Hi. So here's the deal. I really want to get a show on your station. I'll be honest. I don't have any radio experience, but I assume that won't be a problem.
Unfortunately, I mean it doesn't necessarily work like that.
Okay, Virgin doesn't do that.
No.
No. Unfortunately, we don't exactly have any positions open at the moment.
No.
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 Okay. But you offer some sort of like training program, right? So I could eventually get a show.
Not at this station. I mean, usually start off in some sort of accredited college program.
I've never seen it done, but I mean.
I haven't really heard of that. No, but I am the newest one in the building, pretty much. I've only been here about 9 months.
Okay, I see. Well, thanks for answering my questions. Okay.
Yep.
Bye bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Keep unaccredited weirdos on the air. Donate to CITR. Visit CITR.ca/donate or call 604-822-8648.
Give me a shine before we lose connection.
here back on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here on UBC's Point Grey campus. That song was 1-800-LOVE by Floor Cry, another Winnipeg artist. Surprise, surprise. That's a very new song. I think she released it like a couple weeks ago, maybe even sooner. Not sure. But yeah. Fun drive's happening.
I'm realizing we've neglected to even mention the Fun Drive finale.
Oh, happening this of Friday course.
On
course.
Valentine's Day. Kind of a really like an important date for a number of reasons. A, we kind of planned the whole theme of Fun Drive this year, the Crush on Community Radio.
Yeah.
Around the fact that finale fell on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
But this Friday, happening at Redgate Art Society, is our Fun Drive finale featuring a bunch of your favorite local bands. The poster's behind me if you want to.
Yeah, Psy will be playing, Cat and Moulot, Big City, Devours, and What? And it's What's album release. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard, actually.
Yeah. Very exciting. $10, 8 p.m., Redgate, Valentine's Day. There are some very sweet raffle prizes, lots of passes,
fun.
Lots of gift cards,
fun. Silent
auction other prizes. Yes, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun. You should come hang out.
Yep. Yeah. Bring your date. Come solo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gamble.
Yeah.
On the auction.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw all of your money away.
Yes.
Dance.
What more could you ask for in an event?
Yeah. It's also a fun event because it's not like, I feel like Valentine's Day events, we've talked about this, are always like, they're just like super lovey-dovey, like a thing for like you and your partner to do. And if you're like single, it's like, you're not welcome here. Or the events that aren't like that are like anti-Valentine's Day. We hate love. I don't hate love.
No.
Love is fun.
No.
I'm super single, but I want to celebrate Valentine's Day with people I love and a station that I love and artists that I love at a venue that I love. I could go on.
Love takes many shapes.
It does. It does.
And donating to CITR is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you can't make it to the finale, donate in the meantime.
Yes, please. Yeah. Do. We are able to do what we do because of listener support.
Yes.
We play as few paid ads as humanly possible, collectively possible, to get by. But because of that, we ask that our listenership help us continue to do that.
That's right. So
we don't have to sell out.
CITR.ca/donate.
Yep.
Fill out the form. Super easy. Also, the donation page is really cute.
So it is cute. So
just to even like check it out.
Go look at it. And then
go look at it.
Think about
and
what you
might
do while you're
there. And if it convinces you to donate, then sure, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Or from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the rest of the week or until Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Call 604-822-8648, UBC unit.
We'll have people waiting to take your calls. Just excited to hear from you.
Yeah.
Help you make it happen.
I'll be on the phones from 7 to 9 tonight.
Call in.
Or Thursday from 7 to 9. Or tomorrow from 7 to 9.
Oh, my God.
I got all the night shifts. Kind of excited, though.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah. It's nice to be, like, alone in the station.
It really
like,
is. Yeah.
Later.
I almost spent my Saturday night here, and then someone else was able to
do it. Oh, I thought you did. Okay.
But
well,
I was kind of excited about it. I was like, oh, I could just come hang out. And,
chill. Another song.
Let's hear it.
Which one is this, Alex?
I can't remember.
This is Lame by the Beaches.
Oh, Lame by the Beaches.
Why did you choose this song?
This came out over the summer. I really like the Beaches sound. They're just like a fun, like, rock pop band out of Toronto, I want to say. They're
cool,
Canadian.
Cool.
Yeah, I like them. I heard them for the first time on Elton John's Apple Music radio show.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah. He hosts like an hour, like Rocket Hour. Yeah, it's a pretty good show. But yeah, he played them once and I was like, oh, I always need Canadian bands to play on CITR.
Amazing.
So I took note and then they released this EP this summer. And I just think Lame is such a fun song and then kind of, I guess all my songs are kind of breakup related, but keeping with that theme, I just feel like this song kind of captures like maybe that like little bit of resentment you have right after a breakup, but it's still kind of playful.
I love that.
Yeah.
cool.
Let's hear it.
Let's do it. Welcome back. That was Lame by Beaches. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
You know, it's not lame.
CITR 101.9 FM. good one. That was a really smooth transition.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back with bad jokes. join the exec. We're not funny. donate to us. I think we've...
It's just like every chance we get to pitch it, we will.
I think we've gone over pretty much everything. We have really cool prizes if you donate. There's mugs. There's toques. There's customized candy hearts. There's box sets of Pop Alliance.
Yep, Pop Alliance, which is
vinyl.
Our CITR's collaboration with Mint Records,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. You can also win... fishbowl tape, which mm-hmm. is what Jasper and Ben put together.
Yes.
Featuring
the final song on the B-side of the fishbowl tape is our own executives, Sarah Carboni, from her performance on Noise Complaint.
She's in the studio right now. We're seeing if she's going to notice. She won't. Okay. But that's also fun, yeah, and just a lot of really good live performance from the past year-ish. And what else is there? There's you can get a framed Discorder cover
mm-hmm. for $500.
Great addition to your
any cover you want too,
apartment or home or.
And Discorder's in color now too, so you can get some really
it is
beautiful prints.
You can also get the old covers from way back, and some of them are very, very cool.
They are.
So
there's so many reasons, so many fun things that you can get out of it.
Yeah.
So please consider doing it if you're at all able.
Yeah.
Anything helps.
Yeah.
And even if you just throw in $30, $5 a month even, you get those candy hearts.
That is one latte a month.
That is one latte.
I drink more lattes than that a month.
Yeah.
If I gave up one of them.
I could honestly, like, I think about this sometime. If I, like, stopped buying coffee or, like, eating out, like buying lunches and stuff, you know? Like, I could be so much more charitable.
I could do the top tier donation for sure. No problem.
I could donate to CITR. I could max out my Bernie Sanders donations.
CKUW fund drive. I could
donate to them too.
There's lots of fund drives happening right now.
Yeah.
Find your favorite station. If it's not us, we'll be a little bit sad, but, like, not offended. Do what you want with your money. But if you do donate, if you do donate to us, on the donation page, you can choose a show to donate to, say who inspired your donation. But on there, it's not a show, but there is a student executive option. So if you don't have a favorite show, or if you maybe were at some point on the student exec, you know somebody on the student exec, you just think that me and Alex sound super fun.
Yep.
you're laughing at our bad jokes. Donate to the student exec, and we will appreciate you.
Yeah, also just to note, some shows do have show specific prizes that you can call in and claim as well. So if you're a fan of any given program on CITR, there's a strong chance that they will have specific prizes for you. You can find out more about that when you call in to donate. The operators will be able to help answer any questions you might have, but there is a chance that you could get, in addition to the prizes we've listed, another cool treat, which I don't know a lot of the show prizes. I know Radio Pizza Party. If you max out for them, they'll throw you a pizza party.
Oh, fun.
But yeah, a lot of the other ones I'm not super aware of, but I know there's some pretty cool things and giveaways happening.
Exciting. Should we do another song quick?
Sure. What is it?
I have a song. This is actually like a pretty Valentine's-y one. It's called Deep Love. It's by Lady Lamb from her album Even in the Tremor that came out last year. She is like one of my all-time favorite artists. She wrote this song about her girlfriend, and it's quite cute. So I hope you enjoy it.
I'm not convinced we should strive for Midtown. I believe we should collectively neglect it. Let the ivy and weeds grow over. I'll get together in a few hundred years or so. 'Cause I'm not convinced that we should exist at all. Man, I didn't ask for this. So on a bad day, I get bitter about it. I am admitting a lack of gratitude, I know. But when I look at that faded clipping of my mother, 15 years old on a bicycle, smiling for the local paper, looking like my sister, I feel overgrown with that deep, deep love, with that deep, deep love. Too hard on her snarled hair. I ask her to come over and sit down on the bed. I make a fist below the root and I loosen the grip of those knots without ripping another strand. She takes a comb to kiss the open palm of my hand and I entangle. front steps with his two scruffy dogs, and he's cooing their names. And his wife comes out to join him, and they coo those names in unison. They kiss those dirty little noses, and I watch from the sidewalk as they live inside all that love. Passing by a pure scene in somebody else's life gives my
Welcome back.
Welcome back. We're on our way out.
We're on our way out. That was Deep Love by Lady Lamb. A very cute song. Very lovey-dovey song.
Yes. Valentine's spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to close out with one more song. But before we go, donate.
Please.
Give us money. Yes.
Again, I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 times more. We are able to continue to be a source of independent media, whether that be radio or print or podcasts or whatever other forms of media come up, because I'm sure we'll be dipping our toes into them, because we're listener supported. We have the freedom to cover what we want to cover and cover issues that might not be commercially profitable or whatever, for whatever reason, because of because we're not owned. So if that's something you value, I would implore you to consider donating so we can continue to do that. We also just offer space for so many different kinds of people to come in and have radio shows and write for our magazine and just foster a community that I think is a really special one, and I hope lasts a long time.
Yeah. So CITR.ca/donate, or starting from 1 p.m. today or any day for the rest of the week, 604-822-8648 or UBC unit.
Yep.
Next up, after we play this song, Tintin and Sage are doing a fill-in, so that's really exciting. Stay tuned and listen to them. This one is Alex's last choice of songs. It's Be My Baby by the Ronettes. Cute song. So, yeah, happy fun drive. Happy Valentine's Day. Love each other.
Yes, be good to each other.
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Give us your money.